Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And before we go any further, there have been all these reports of ice storms and bad roads. I saw none of it.
Yeah,
all
right? They shut
all
down
I can tell you is, if you drive it in from Jersey, Josie, you drove it from Chemung. Do you see anything?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Just wet pavement. Nothing.
Yeah.
No black ice. Nothing. Just, you know, be careful. But unless I guess you're north to west of the city, which I'll be moving to in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you will.
But there is nothing bad about these roads. Rhea, did they call school off?
Or delay.
They delayed it. 2 hour delay.
They put some transportation problems.
2 hour delay, okay. You call it off, that's silly. There's nothing on the ground. But anyway, so we have a show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to warn you now, it might be a little different today.
Oh.
A little different today, Al, because we have a little feud in-house.
What happened?
In-house feud. I was sleeping when it all unfolded, but Rhea started sending obscenities in the direction of Flyers color analyst Keith Jones.
Uh-huh.
She used the F word, Al. Because something happened.
Flyers, Al.
Flyers. Yeah. All right, Al, this is the thing.
What happened?
All right? That was the biggest game of the year, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
The Flyers game last night, huge game.
Yep.
Full house, excited, electric crowd.
Yeah, Crosby in the house.
The kid, Hart, going for a record.
Yeah, bad game.
10 straight games without a loss before the age of 21.
Well, more than that, that would have been a huge
for 9.
Whatever it was, 9 was a record. No one had ever done it under 21.
But they would have been without 4 points of the Penguins.
This 4 points of a playoff spot against
the
Penguins. Yeah,
that was a huge game.
And they were behind early, but they were holding their own. Now they had 51 shots.
They played a great game.
And then the pivotal moment in the game is a recurring theme on our show and throughout America.
Yeah.
And the theme is bad officiating.
Yeah, it was a horrible call.
And this was not a bad call, right, Al? This was a horrible call?
Completely blew the call.
He
thought the goalie snapped the glove and kept it. And
all right,
didn't.
Let's listen to the TV call on that with Jim Jackson and our own Keith Jones.
Konechny back to Provorov, 6 seconds in the power play. Konechny turns with it and fires! He guessed that it was in the glove, and it was not.
Whoops. Just a mistake. Human error right there.
All right. There's a few things about that we're not happy with. But first of all, Jim Jackson on that, Rhea, how great that he hears the whistle and doesn't call goal. He reacts so quickly to what happened. He makes the perfect call by a play-by-play guy.
Yep.
Jackson was amazing on that. His color analyst sucked wind. His color analyst was horrible on that play. Our own Keith Jones. That's the biggest game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pivotal moment in the game. I'm getting whoops and human error, Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Because I've been on the ice for that. It's happened so many times.
And you accept
and
it.
And no, you don't accept it. But if it was my goal, I would have went bananas because it would have been my goal that was being taken.
But it wasn't your goal.
If I had an assist on it, I would have been angry as well. But if I didn't have a point on it, I wouldn't have cared because it happens a lot.
Happens a lot.
Well, it's such a fast-paced game. And the fact that the whistle went clearly before the puck was shot into the net.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just trained from years of seeing it that it doesn't make me overreact.
Well, no. By the way, I don't accept the word overreact. There's no such thing as overreact.
But
on a minute. I paid $200 to see that game.
Yeah, you're at the game. You didn't hear me.
I'm more excited. I'm more excited than ever. And now I got to hear the guy speaking for the team tell me it's a human error? Not good enough. And don't take my word for it. Live in the moment, our Rhea Hughes was listening to you do the game.
I saw the text.
Rhea, could you in some way paraphrase what you text your colleague here, Keith Jones?
Bleep human error.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear it. I You can't anticipate because the guy's glove is in the air that the puck is in it.
And hold on here, but Jonesy did give you more after. Let's see if this helps you at all. Here's more analysis from Keith Jones.
That was a anticipation call that did not go the right way for the official. And the Flyers robbed of a goal right here. I have to just forget about in a hurry.
No.
Did that help at all, Ray?
We're still forgetting.
That didn't help at all.
No, it didn't.
All right, stay tuned. In a minute, I'm going to let you hear the Pittsburgh version of this, and your head's going to explode.
You're going to get mad.
All right, your head's going to explode. But before I do that, this is where, Al, I got to talk to you for a minute here. Because let's face it, you have covered hockey almost since its invention.
Yeah, all right? There was a guy with apples and a stick.
The mentality in hockey and football are way, way different. Am I right?
Yeah.
Way different.
Yeah, the players are different.
It extends to the fans, too. The fans, many of whom are fans of two sports,
right,
have different reactions in the sports they follow. If I'm wrong, if there are Eagles and Flyers fans out there, please call in and tell me if my premise is right.
But they hate officials equally.
They all hate officials.
Oh, they went awful. All right,
but now, Jonesy's reaction to it was understanding and forgiving. I don't think there's any chance that reaction would happen in the NFL. I don't think it would. I watched it this year in the Dallas game. There was no reaction there where people went, hey, you know, people make mistakes. What are you going to do? Four Eagles were around the football when it fumbled on the opening kickoff, but they couldn't tell which of the four got it, so they made the right call. Or, you know, if they made the wrong call, hey, they're only human. And sometimes there's a lot of
replays available for that call, right?
Right.
You can replay that call. In the NHL, it's a non-replayable.
No, I understand
and
that.
And so that part comes into it there, too.
Because of whistleblow. I get you.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between the two
and there's
plays.
A lot of conversation with the officials in hockey.
There are conversations.
Throughout the game, and you can really screw yourself by saying the wrong thing.
You know what it is to me, Ange? The difference is, the hockey, there's a lot of games. Football, like the Flyers play again tonight, right? In football, you've got a week to talk about that game. I think that's why it's bigger than
last night was like an NFL game.
It was the biggest game of the year.
There was so much at stake. It was like 1/16th of the season.
It was, yeah.
It was that big. It was that damn Crosby. All that stuff built in.
Yeah.
See that cheap shot Malkin did? Oh, that's a whole other thing to talk about.
That was brutal.
But anyway, here's the rather... Jonesy wasn't the only one with a mellow reaction to getting robbed at home. This is the coach, Scott Gordon. Listen to this.
I thought we did a lot of great things offensively other than score goals. And when we did score goals once, it didn't count. So,
oh, no, I need you to get mad. I need you to throw something.
Think if it had been a one goal.
If
it's a 2-2 game and it's an overtime and they miss,
I grilled Jonesy. Jonesy said they could have still won that game if they got that call.
They had 51 shots.
They had a decent shot to win that game if the right call is made.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's
start with that. All right. Here's Patrick who scored the goal that didn't count.
Obviously, when you score, it gives you momentum. So, obviously, it was disappointing. And I guess everybody makes mistakes.
I'm going to say, these hockey people, Al.
I just want to say hello to all the boys back in the factory.
They're too mellow for me. And the Voracek, Al, is right there, right? Voracek.
Well, they apologized to him.
Well, that doesn't mean it's good.
No.
Here's Voracek letting him off the hook because of an apology.
Yeah, he apologized. You know, you got to respect that. I mean, they make mistakes, too. Obviously, it was a tough mistake to make, but you know, there's nothing you can do about it after.
All right, here's what we're going to do now. I'm sorry. I don't react that way to anything. If my team's involved and a lot's at stake and somebody screws up, I don't shrug.
Well,
I don't have the shrug in my repertoire.
There was another owner of that team right now.
Ed Snyder, where are you, Ed? Need you, Ed. Because, Rhea, is a shrug ever a good reaction in our city?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
Now, I'm going to illustrate to you. Once again, how horrible Keith Jones's reaction was to this injustice. All right.
Konechny back to Provorov, 6 seconds in the power play. Konechny turns with it and fires. Oh, the early whistle off the glove, save, and play is stopped. He guessed that it was in the glove, and it was not.
Whoops. Just a mistake. Human error right there.
All right, I don't have the names of the guys doing the Pittsburgh thing. I need everybody
it's
to give
me
this.
No, it's what? Bob Erie. Well, if it's TV, it's Bob Erie and
it might be radio. Might
oh, if it's radio? Radio?
All I know is this. Whoever's doing it.
If it was Mike Lang, he would have snapped.
Right. Yeah. Whoever's doing it did it way better than you, Jonesy.
Yes.
Listen to the reaction for the team that benefited from the core.
Konechny steps on in, fires, stop made by Murray. The puck was loose, but the whistle sounded.
How could he blow the whistle?
And the Penguins appeared to get a gigantic break.
Oh, my. That is a blunder and a half, and the Penguins will take it. Kyle Raymond, oh, boy. What's the rush to blow your whistle? Oh, boy.
Rhea.
That's pretty good.
Rhea.
That was my reaction.
Who were those guys? Jonesy?
That's Bob Erie. That's the Bob TV Erie. Guys and right. Steve Mears.
All right. Rhea.
Yes.
Which of the two calls did you find more in keeping with your reaction?
The Pittsburgh one.
Do you find that unusual or annoying?
Annoying.
That you needed to go to the other side of the state to get a call that paralleled your frustration.
It's the Penguins. I mean, it's the number one thing. It's the team we hate the most.
Jonesy forgot he wasn't doing the national game.
Yeah. No, that's a great.
No, it's not that.
You
at
did
all.
It. Jonesy, that was an awful situation to say whoops to.
Yeah, whoops means
whoops.
I describe
whoops,
what happened on the play.
Whoops is not good.
Yeah,
whoops
that's
is
what happened.
Not...
Whoops, he
right,
did
listen,
it again.
Hold on a minute. I got to, you know, there's only one way to work this out. You were watching that game on TV. Did you have the same reaction Keith Jones did? 888-729-9494, pound 9495, your AT&T and my cell phone. Now, I want you to hear the way I like a play call.
All right.
All right, now, this was radio right here, 94 WIP.
All right.
Big game for the Eagles this year in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Opening kickoff. All right. Now, remember, whoops, human error.
Human error.
Right? Here's Marilyn Mike reacting to a terrible decision by the refs.
Elliott, he kicks it high. And it is coming down to Lewis. He's coming out to the 5, the 10, the 15, and he is hit hard and does not reach the 20. They're saying the ball's coming loose before he hits. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, he's airborne when that ball hits the
Absolutely,
ground.
Absolutely, and the Eagles have the ball. The Eagles definitely have the ball.
All right, so far so good right now. Now here comes the horrible call. Listen to this.
After review of the play, there was a fumble on the play. However, we do not have a clear recovery by the
What?
What? The ruling on the field stands as
What?
Oh, boy.
First down.
Oh.
Can you believe
that? That is unbelievable. That is a disgrace.
We're in Texas.
That is a disgrace.
All right. That, to me, Al, that's a better response.
I like
to
the way
happened.
Mike handled that.
You did?
Very professional.
So then Joe Wechter said, well, maybe people are not hearing close enough the comparison, so he interspersed them. And here is
whoops.
A...
What? Just a mistake.
What?
Human error right there.
What?
Oh.
Whoops.
What?
Whoops.
What?
Whoops.
What?
Whoops.
What?
That's great. That's so good.
Whoops versus what? I don't know. I just it's
Jonesy,
too much.
You're one of our favorite people, but I literally right. wanted to kill you.
Hold
last
on.
Night.
Yeah, there is
I
one.
I love it.
Joe, in my ear, Joe said.
I love the passion.
There's one more thing I got to play, Al. It's a little song that Vince Quinn put together already today. Let's hear what this sounds like.
It is Hitman.
Whoops. 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 Just a mistake. Whoops. Human error. Whoops, just a mistake. Whoops, human error. Whoops, just a mistake.
Keith Jones. Keith Jones is doing
that
rap
is so
now.
Great.
Keith Jones is doing rap.
Keith Jones is on the hot seat.
That's right, awesome.
Now listen to what I got for you today. I got a great contest to really stir things up. You guys out there, is there a different mentality, hockey versus football? Because based on the reactions last night, especially by the color analyst, Keith Jones, I think there is a far different... It's just, we have a different mentality as football fans than we do as hockey fans. What I'm interested in is fans that are both. Do you switch back and forth? Do you have different attitudes when you're watching a hockey game than you do when you're watching a football game? What do we have to offer you today? How about this, Rhea? $100 gift card to Del Frisco's.
Nice.
Is that a nice
that
item?
That is fantastic.
Go to delfriscos.com for reservation. Malcolm Jenkins Eagles jersey.
Sweet.
I'll bet you would enjoy that. Tickets to Temple basketball against SMU tomorrow night. Conklin Comedy Night. He's got some great stuff today. Al Barkley's calling in today.
Oh, nice.
He's even got Al. Howard Keith Jones have called. Some of the great world disasters of the past century.
Oh, Jonesy, what did you do?
I have more with that.
Can't it be something more positive?
What did you do?
It's all coming out.
One word. You know, your career is one word, Jonesy.
I know. That's kind of describes my career.
Which career? TV or hockey?
It's like the bathroom.
Here's how you win one of our great prizes today. You early people get a great advantage here. What is a job worse than a referee in any sport? What is a job I would never want to be a ref. Well, it's Ava Graham came up with this. I would never, ever want to be a ref. I like to be the guy berating the ref.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to be the guy absorbing the criticism.
Do you know I was a ref?
You were a ref.
When I was 15 years old, that was my job.
Wow.
I refereed soccer.
Yeah.
I passed all the tests, had to take all the stuff, and I had to read and figure out the rules, which I thought was horrible.
Yeah.
And then I refereed five-year-old kids and got abused by every parent for like every game. I've never saw anything like it, so I quit.
Well, my goal today is for you to get abused by every parent.
Yeah. Won't happen.
Every Flyer fan, they won't, huh?
No.
They love you, huh?
Well, it's
you
just it's not a reviewable play. Like, you just have to let them know there's nothing.
So they understand Jonesy's reaction. Now, if you would do in color in that game, would
I
you
did
have
the
said,
game
whoops,
last
human
night.
Error?
I did the game.
What do you mean you did the game?
I he did was the doing game the last house. Night.
And he was doing between
no,
periods.
How did you respond
no, I mean, in the
periods.
Moment. In the moment. What did you say between periods?
I said the NFL was going to call and try to hire him.
All right. Again, Al, I don't need a wisecrack there.
It's well said, Al.
I need a another one, Rhea.
He's very supportive.
Oh, look, let me turn this into humor.
Well,
biggest game of the year screwed over by the ref, and he's making funny jokes.
At least this referee apologized. Have we heard from the ref in the Saints game yet?
Not yet,
really.
But I think he's preparing something soon, Rhea. 888-729-9494. What did you have, Ava?
I just wanted to say any job that's worse than a ref.
Any job.
Any job that's worse
in
than a ref.
In any call, anything.
Yes.
There are people out there on the roads today. That's not a great job.
Nah.
The guys with the plows and the sand and all that stuff.
Yeah, they must
not
be.
Good.
You can plow people in. It's funny.
You're really a
producing
guy,
your
Al.
Show.
You know what I'm sensing, Maria? That Alan and Jonesy represent hockey to me. I think they got a screw loose.
Yeah.
I think there's something wrong with the mental.
Just bite it off of Al's forehead there, like that commercial on TV.
What is a job worse than being a ref? 888-729-9494. You will get out if you call right now. WIP Sports Time 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.